We all have big goals, dreams, and plans for our businesses. And in order to meet those milestones, we need to take action. But what do you do when you look at your to-do list and everything starts to feel really just overwhelming? Today's guest is Ashley Brown of Routines and Things, and this episode is an excerpt from a recent coffee chat that she led inside of our Proof to Product Labs program on time management. Ashley is our resident routines expert, teaching us how to establish and sustain routines in our life and our business so that we're less stressed and more fulfilled. On today's episode, you'll hear Ashley speak candidly about how she personally handles task management as well as energy management in her life and business. We talk about mindset work, delegating and outsourcing, and how to conserve and restore our energy. This episode is brought to you by our Email Marketing for Product Makers Guide. 49% of your customers want to hear from you on a consistent basis. Yet, only a small percentage of product-based business owners are actively sending monthly emails to their customers. If you have struggled with what to say or when to send these emails, or even just how to plan out your email marketing strategies, we have the tool for you. Head to prooftoproduct.com/email marketing and grab our free guide. This tool has helped hundreds of product makers plan out an entire year's worth of emails. No more sitting in front of your computer wondering what to say. And the best part, you're creating templates that you can rinse and repeat year after year. Grab your copy at prooftoproduct.com/email marketing.
I'm Katie Hunt, wholesale expert, business strategist, and mom of four. I'm also the host of the Proof to Product podcast. I'm on a mission to empower product-based business owners to confidently grow their revenue in their own way and at their own pace. Here at Proof to Product, you'll learn new strategies, find inspiration, and action steps to help you start, streamline, and scale your product-based business. So grab your favorite notebook to take notes and let's get started.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our coffee chat. Today, we are talking about time management and routines and all the things that are going to keep us organized as we're working towards our goals in 2023. And Ashley Brown of Routines and Things is here with us. She's a labs member, a Paper Camp alum. She already did a training for us during our summer retreat, refresh retreat. That was almost 2 years ago now, I guess. Wow, time flies. But you're a whiz at routines and setting up processes and just like keeping life organized. So we're so happy you're here to share your tips and tricks with us today. So Ashley, thank you for making the time for us.
Yes. Thank you for having me, Katie. Hi, everyone. Hi. I'm super excited to be here too. When you're like, oh, you're a whiz at this. I'm like, I try, I do my best. But yeah, I'm really hoping that today y'all get a lot out of it. And I'm going to be sharing some things, of course, like from my perspective of what I do, which is really helpful. So today I'm going to be sharing about time management tips for business. And just so you all know, these time management tips can apply to home and just life in general. Okay. Because I really believe that when you're home and you're is like manageable, your life is manageable, business is easier to manage at that point. And so these things can be interchanged, these tips I'm sharing with you today. So my intention for our time is to share a few tips that can help you better manage your time. And I'm going to share two things that can really help you in managing your time and talk about these things specifically. So when it comes to time management, how I like to think about this, and what I do for my specific business and life is I think about task management and also energy management when it comes to time, because these two things are going to take out your time, right? You're going to be spending time in your business in these two ways. You're either going to be doing a certain task in your business, but then also when it comes to doing tasks, energy is expended. And just things that come with life, you're expending energy. And so I think it's really important that you focus on these two things if you are wanting to better manage your time and stay organized. And so let's talk a little bit about each one. So task management. things to consider when it comes to your tasks. And these are specifically things that I think about for my business. One is to avoid over planning. I know planning can seem really fun in the moment. And like sometimes we can get very overzealous with our plans because we want to do a lot, because there's a lot to do in business, right? And so we're like, oh, I want to get all of these things done. And so we write them down on our paper, or we jot it down in our on our technology, whether it's an iPad, computer, whatever. And then when we get to the end of the week, we look at it and we're like, oh, dang, I didn't get to all of these things. And that is due to over planning, right? We had a vision for what we wanted to do, but maybe it wasn't thought about well enough. And we weren't able to actually get to that vision or make it happen. And so one thing that I do when I am planning for my week, specifically in business, is I plan three things I want to accomplish. I literally write down three things. Y'all are gonna think I'm crazy. I'm about to pull this out. Okay, I'm showing y'all what I have planned for this week in my business. I work 3 days because I actually just went back to teach part-time. And so, yeah, I'm a nurse educator. So I just went back to teach part-time. But so Mondays and Tuesdays are off. But y'all see, this is how my sheet looks. So people would probably be like, girl, how do you get things done in your business? One, I keep my business very simple. Two, I don't do too much on any given day because one, for me in my life, I'm a mom of two. I have things happening in my life. And so I know I need to make room in my life. It has to be space for the unexpected. And so for me, I always am like at least three things, if not many times, I only have two things down. And so really think about not overcrowding your days for things to do in your business. Make room for things, you know, if things don't go as planned, if something comes up that you need to attend to, that's really important to think about. Now, the second thing that I do that's really helpful. Yes, please.
Can I stop you real quick? I don't want to interrupt, but I think there's a lot of people in the chat right now that can resonate with everything you're saying, how you're, you know, the overschedule, the overplanning. I think a lot of times I want to echo what you said. We underestimate how long things are going to take. And to your point, we don't leave space for the unexpected, whether it's in our personal life or our business life, that's going to pop up. So I love that you plan for three things. I think that's totally attainable and gives you wiggle room, right? So I carry on. I just wanted to emphasize, I think that's great.
No, yes. Yeah, it gives you wiggle room because sometimes you will find that you'll be able to do more than those three things. Great. Like, it's not that you can't have like off to a side, like things you need to do, but you just highlight three things that you want to make sure you accomplish for that day. But if you get done with those things quickly, then go ahead, scratch off another item on your to-do list. And so that's really important. The second thing that I like to do is I like to break my task into subtasks and like really think about, okay, what does this task entail? Because sometimes I feel like we think about it, but I don't think sometimes we think about it in full detail, like what a task really entails, especially big tasks. For example, if you're wanting to do a launch of a new product, oh my gosh, there's so many tasks that go up under that. Even for me, like when I have a podcast and when I'm thinking about like, okay, I need to do my podcast for March, I'm like, it's subtasks that go up under that. And so it's really important that you're thinking about the task at hand, but also are there subtasks up underneath that? What things do you have to do for you to be able to say that task was accomplished? And so when you think like this, it can be really helpful to plan that way too. So for example, I just showed y'all my sheet. I'm doing recording podcast episodes this week. And a part of that is I need to write the outlines for the podcast episodes. And then I need to record the podcast episodes. And then I need to upload them into Google Drive so I can send them to my VA. Those are the subtasks that go up under that big task of like podcast episodes for this week. And so with that, I broke them out on different days. So I'm not doing outlines and recording on the same day, because I already know also how much time it takes me to do each thing. Could I do that? I could literally do all of it on the same day, honestly. However, I want to leave room. I want to not put a lot of pressure on myself too. I don't want to feel stressed when I'm doing things in my business. I want to make sure that I'm doing things with ease as much as possible. And so that's what I like to do, because certain tasks take more mental capacity. It's going to take more mental energy from you. And so when you know you have tasks like that, don't crowd your day with those types of tasks, because it's just going to deplete your energy. And then the next day, you're going to feel exhausted and not want to do anything. So it can be really helpful for you to think about breaking your tasks into subtasks. Okay. So that's the second thing. Yes, can be so helpful for you. The third thing is to get assistance or help if you can. Of course, if you're a solopreneur, do the best you can with what you got, right? Like, that's the thing. I remember I was a solopreneur for a long time before I got my VA, but I knew at a certain point, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I do not want to edit another podcast or like, certain things. I'm like, I don't want to do this. So I was fortunate enough, thank God, to be able to get a VA. And so if you have some income where you can afford to get help, or even if you, somebody might help you for free, you never know, people do things for certain reasons out here, you can barter time or something like that, do it, get the help, get the assistance, because that'll help take away some time from you specifically and give that to someone else. And then the last thing I want to share is about routines. Of course, routines can help you so much with task management. Please. And this is like the same thing as kind of saying systems in our business. You need to have a flow to how you go about doing things that you're repeatedly doing in your business. If you are consistently doing the same tasks every week, every month, do you have a flow or rhythm for going about doing that thing? For me, like I said, podcast is a huge thing. Every month it comes by, I do it. I have a flow to what I do, when I do it. Also, the same thing for my marketing, my social media marketing. I have a flow to what I do. I do one thing first, then I know I do this, and then I know I do that, so that I'm not spending a lot of time trying to think about, well, what do I do next, and spending time on that. So if you can have routines in your business that really help you in managing your tasks and having a flow to how you go about things, it's going to save you a bunch of time. So when it comes to task management, those are the things I wanted to point out for y'all. Okay.
Those are great. Thank you.
You're welcome. This was something that I found by Dennis Waitley. And it says, expect the best, plan for the worst, and prepare to be surprised. And that's kind of like my motto when it just comes to planning. Like, you want to expect the best, but I always plan for, like I said, the unexpected things, plan for the worst, and then prepare to be surprised. And you'll find some weeks you are like super productive because nothing came up and you were able to finish everything. But then other weeks, life comes into play. I know many times I have sick kids. I'm like, why y'all got to be sick again? And so like, and now I'm home with y'all. And so things will come up, right? Right. And so with that being the case, just don't overplan. Try to be real realistic with your planning. Okay. Now let's move on to energy management. Oh, this is like one of my favorite things to talk about, because I feel like we do not talk about this enough in terms when it deals with time management. I have talked about this in my business. I started talking about this very heavily with routine and things, because it's going to be very hard for you to manage your time if you don't manage your energy well. It's going to be extremely difficult. And the reason why I say that is because how you feel, the energy that you have, leads so much into how productive you can be. And so things to consider here, let me just get to it. Routines are big here for energy management. Routines, you need routines that help you conserve energy. This is really any routine that you have a part of your life, whether it's for a home, for a business, is going to help you conserve energy, because you're not thinking as hard about how you're going about doing something. You have made a plan ahead of time instead of having to make it in real time. And so that helps you to have more mental energy and not to have to expend a lot of mental energy. So that's one. Routines that help you conserve energy. Huge. The second thing is routines that help you restore energy. This is the one that I feel like we don't think about enough. those routines that are helping to refill our energy tank. Y'all know when we wake up in the morning, we start off with a certain amount of energy. Throughout the day, when we're doing things, the energy is leaking. We're using up energy when we're doing. How are you restoring your energy on a daily basis? And the two routines that I'm going to share with you, really is, it can be three, but two specifically that can help you to restore energy is a bedtime routine, because you need good sleep in order to have good energy. Period. I know for some of my night owls, or those of you who want to stay up and have a hard time going to bed at a reasonable time, it is going to, okay, like me, it affects you so much. And so having, and you, and to each its own, right? Everybody has a certain amount of time that they need, and it's different for everybody. But at least if you know you're getting that time that is really healthy for you, whether it's 6 hours, 7 hours, I know I specifically need 8, or I'm just acting the plum fool around here. It's really important that you think about how much sleep you're getting, and a bedtime routine can really help you in getting better sleep. And so that's one routine. Another routine that will help you so much in restoring your energy is moving your body. Oh my gosh. Who else, when you don't move your body, you start to not feel well? I've realized that so much in my life. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can go like 2 weeks without moving my body. And I'm like, you're not mentally well. Something's going on with you. Like, seriously, I realized that it's so connected to my mental well-being that I have to move my body in some type of way. I don't care if it's walking up my street and around the block for about 10 minutes, doing a HIIT workout from Beachbody. I don't care what it is. Moving your body is really, really important, having some type of way in which you're doing that on a consistent basis. Okay, so that's another routine that really helps to restore your energy. Another routine that can be helpful is a morning routine, but I feel like that boosts your energy in the morning. It can be a boost for you and can really help you to start your day off on a really good footing, and that can ripple into your day. And so those are routines to consider when it comes to restoring your energy. All right, but that's a huge one. The last thing I'm going to share when it comes to energy management is mindset work. And I feel like we all have heard this, but it's so important for us to really grasp this concept of mindset work and making our mental as strong as possible, because that will deplete your energy so quick when your mind is not in a good space. It will just deplete you. You will start, like, for example, you might go into social media, go into Instagram, you're about to post something for your business. You see another business, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I wish I was where they are. They're doing so well. I wish that I was where they are, right? And then you spend 20 minutes spiraling, thinking about how you're not where they are, right? Which is a limiting belief, and it's a shift you got to make in your mind, right? And so you can spiral and spend 20 minutes thinking about where, like, you're not where they are, when you could have been spending that 20 minutes doing something in your business that can actually get you to where you want to be. And so when it comes to mindset work, it's so important that you are strengthening your mind in certain ways, getting rid of limiting beliefs that you might have. Also, for me, I specifically love to do therapy. It's really important, like, even being a part of a community like this is really great for mindset work as well. But you have to, in some way, shape, or form, work on your mindset, because what we think leads to how we feel, which then leads to what we do. And if you do not have a handle on what you're thinking, and that's leading you to feel down, anxious, sad, super temperamental, you're going to see that it keeps sucking away at your time. And so it's really important that we really hone in on our minds, and that will help us to better manage our energy and better manage our time.
I will say the mindset work is one of the biggest components that I see between a successful, thriving business that's running with ease and a business that's successful but struggling a little bit. And it's because the founder, the CEO, all of us as individuals are not mentally healthy. We're not taking care of our bodies, as you described. We're not doing the work of, you know, lifting ourselves up, not getting distracted by what's around us. Like there's a lot to it in the mindset work field. And I think it's a really important thing for all of us to consider. So I'm really glad you're bringing this up. And there were some resources in the chat that we're going by that we'll include with the replay that people can listen to as well. Real quick, before we move to your next slide, Ashley asked a question. She said, could you give some examples of routines that conserve your energy? Did we miss that? Did I miss that too? I think I might.
No. So any routine will conserve energy because it's really any. So for example, the routines that you might have a part of your business. So maybe you do a weekly planning routine for your business, or you do some other types of routines. I don't know specifically what your business is, but I have like a podcast routine that I do that get my podcast going. I have a social media routine that I do. And so any routine is going to help you conserve energy because you've made a plan ahead of time, which helps you when you're going to that task, you already know what you're doing. Instead of when you haven't made the plan, you're sitting down, you're like, okay, I'm doing this today. And now you're thinking about, oh, okay, well, then I need to do that. That's taking out a lot of mental energy, a lot of time from you. So that's why any routine is going to help you conserve energy. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's for home, whether it's for business, it is going to help you conserve mental energy, even more so than physical energy. It's just more so mental energy, because that's where we expend a lot of energy, is from our minds and like what we're thinking and how we're thinking. So that was a good question, but any routine.
Thank you. Any and all routines will help you conserve that energy. I agree with that. The decision fatigue is real for sure. All right.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. Now, this was another quote that I found, and it says, performance, health, and happiness are grounded in the skillful management of energy. And I truly believe this. It really is. If you can learn how to manage your energy really well, you're going to see your life change. I'm telling you, it's so important. And so just to wrap this up, to best manage your time, be sure to manage your tasks as well as your energy.
I want to tell Ashley, thank you so much for sharing your strategies with us today, as well as in our labs community. If you, listener, want to learn more from Ashley, be sure to check out her website at routinesandthings.com. She hosts educational programming and has physical products to help make it easier for you to create and sustain daily routines. And if you want to catch the rest of our coffee chat with Ashley Brown, including our engaging Q&A session at the end of her presentation, be sure to join us in Proof to Product Labs. The replay is ready and waiting for you. It's on demand and ready to go. Now, before we sign off, I wanted to share this note from Jesse Regis of Virgins on Fire. Jesse recently participated in Paper Camp, and this is what he had to say when he joined our labs program afterwards. Beyond thankful to be here, Katie, after consuming the content in Paper Camp, I found myself craving more and more. I'm canceling Netflix. There is no better content than this. Let's go. Jesse, thank you so much for your kind words and all of your contributions to our community. Listeners, if you are looking for a safe space to talk openly about the challenges and solutions needed to scale a product-based business, look no further. We have carved out a space just for you. Our labs community consists of brands across industries and across the globe who are really building profitable, sustainable businesses. We're talking about things like processes, systems, marketing strategies, and more. We have trainings, templates, coaching calls, and community connections to help you make forward progress towards your goals. So you can learn more and enroll at prooftoproduct.com/labs, and we look forward to having you join us. Thanks for listening until the end. If you found today's episode helpful, please go follow Ashley on Instagram. She's at Routines and Things. And if you're up for it, share a screenshot of the episode in your stories and tag both of us. I'm at Proof to Product. I'll be back next week with a new episode.